Well, the best part of your day has just begun. Welcome to Curate and Upgrade. My name is Mike Wixon, and right there is Jonathan Nann. He is a hypnotist, and I know what you're thinking. Well, no, friends, it's scarier than that even, because this is where change begins to happen in your life, and it happens pretty quickly. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Go back in time. A number of great episodes are ready that will make a difference in your day. Hi, Jonathan Nann.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about resources and where they are. But I'd just like to take a moment. I love how you're saying that, like, yo, hypnosis, it could be scary. And I think the scary thing is how little all of us are using it in our day. Because it's something that's just so natural. It's something that, you know, you could take a look at it and say, oh, it's this thing or that thing and point to it. But the scary thing is we all have access to this amazing state where we can generate change. And a lot of us aren't using it or are not using it well. So,
hey, you're right. That is scary.
It is scary, right?
It's so, like we have air, but we don't want to breathe it. Yes, yeah. Of course we need to.
Exactly. So everybody taking a big deep breath and let's go forward.
All right.
So we're talking about resources and where are your resources? So what are these things? You might think about resources like, you know, what are like oil, coal.
Yeah. Natural trees, resources.
Natural resources. Yeah.
For solar energy.
Exactly.
I could do this all day.
Yeah. Let's keep going. A couple more. How much time do we have?
No, you know what? It's fine. I think we hit the point.
Yeah. So we got all these resources and we can think about that. But have you ever thought about what resources that you as an individual draw on a daily basis? So these are skills. These are tools. These are feelings or states that you might have inside you that you use on an everyday basis. So things like confidence, being reliable, being strong, strength, decisive, being happy is even a resource, right? These are things that you can draw on that are inside of you that you can use. Now, there are the flip side of it. There are resources that you probably don't want. So like doubt. I don't like to think about many of these, so they're not really coming into my head.
Fear.
Fear is a great one. Anxiety. All these, I don't really think they're resources. They're more like dead weight, things that we should put aside. Now, of course, there is a role for these things, and they're more to kind of point to things that you might want to address, right? Your body's telling you, hey, you're feeling anxious about something. You're feeling scared about something. What is the basis of that? And it just kind of points you in the right direction. However, when you're using these positive resources, these amazing things that in hypnosis and what I do with people is help them find these resources within themselves so that they can just live their life better and have access to better things to deal with a lot of the negative things that might pop up and then realize that everything that they want, they can have. It's just a matter of accessing the right things. So how do you access a resource, right? If you needed to access confidence, how would you access confidence?
I don't really even know how I would just muster that up. Maybe I would remember something I accomplished, something that I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah, look at that. You're a hypnotist. And you didn't even know it.
Wow.
So yeah, absolutely. That's one great way. Recalling a previous state, right? Where you felt confidence in the past. So it could be, you know, a moment in your life where you were doing something really well and you felt really good about it.
The time that I saved that person from the burning building?
Yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah, but you could imagine that it did. And that's the other thing. You could imagine, say, maybe that's more bravery than confidence.
Right.
And you need to be brave. So how do you think, let's say, a fireman who's going out to save someone from a burning building. How do you think they're feeling? How do you think they're getting ready to do that task? And if you can imagine that, you may begin to realize, and right now, all of you out there, and you as well, Mike, if you just imagine there's a burning building, but you are the fireman, you are the guy, you've saved countless people from burning buildings, and you know you're ready for this. So how would you prepare for that? Do you feel that kind of energy building up inside you? You might sit taller. You might breathe deeper.
I've got this energy about you.
That's right. I've got this because I've done this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
and you're ready to go and you're ready to jump in. And you can imagine that. And then now that you've imagined that, you can pretend that that's real. And then stop pretending that it's real and that it's just how you're feeling right now. And that's the bravery that you can go forward with. And it's a short exercise, and really that's all it takes. However, sometimes if you're not accessing this type of thing on a regular basis, it might take some more work.
Right.
Right. However, it's easy as long as you use your imagination. So the more that you draw on all these different states and resources, the easier it becomes to recall, right? So for someone who's always doing public speaking, the first time that they went up in front of a crowd, they probably didn't feel very good about it, nervous and all that. And most of the time, people still have that kind of butterflies in the stomach feeling.
For sure.
However, when you go out there, and even for yourself as a podcaster, as a guy who worked in radio and media and all of that stuff, you know, you come into a setting like this and it's just natural.
Yeah.
At this point, you don't even think about what you're doing. Yeah. Right. And that's because you've done it so many times. However, if it was the first time, and you know, you must have sit across from a lot of different people who are doing this for the first time, you can see their hesitation. But as they continue to film or record more and more episodes, then it just becomes a part of them.
Yeah, that's right? True.
And you know, hypnosis has this kind of, woo-woo connotation. It's like a kind of ethereal.
Ooh. Yeah.
However, it's like there's some neuroscience behind it. It's basically like that's how your brain works. The more you do something, the easier it gets, right? So the more that you pretend and imagine that you feel confident or brave or strong, and the more that you practice that, even if it's just imagination pretend, right? It's like how people go through and just do kind of
role playing, situational, yeah,
exactly,
scenarios, yeah.
So you do all of that, and you imagine, and you visualize, and you the more vivid that imagination or that pretend is,
yeah,
then the more real it is, and then your brain almost doesn't know the difference.
Well, let me see if I got this right.
Yeah,
if I was to etch on my brain the number 8 over and over and over again, before long that groove would be heavy enough that to get out of the figure 8 would be somewhat difficult.
Exactly. And that's kind of all the patterns that we've kind of put into our lives, right? We were talking about limiting beliefs in the last episode. And the more that you access that limiting belief, right? Whatever it was, last episode, we were talking about cooking, right?
Yeah.
Say, I can't cook, right? Today, you walk down the path once. I can't cook. And you do it every single day of your life. How deep is that groove going
to
get?
No, to climb out of the groove of I can't cook, you'll need a ladder.
Yeah. And that's a great thing. All you need is a ladder. Ladders are not scarce, and you can do it as long as you just change that mindset. So the more that you practice this type of thing with positive resources, with your feelings, right? And it goes down into any kind of resource. So we're talking about happiness and feeling good, right? And sometimes the flip side of it is sad or anxious. And the more that you practice that, the easier it becomes to access, right? You think about the memories that you want to think about. Or sometimes if you've already gone down a certain path and these memories just seem to come up so easily, but the good ones that you want to access are more difficult to access, then, you know, if something's difficult, what do? You just practice.
That's right? A good point.
And how funny does that sound? Do the hard thing of thinking about a good memory.
It can be tough for some people. It's human nature almost to remember the bad things first.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the good news is that if you remember something good, mm-hmm. it's better than it happened. It happens to music. Our memories happen in a more glorious, romanticized way.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have that to draw on.
Exactly. And even if you can't draw on something that actually happened, like from an actual memory, the great thing is you can create this. So imagine what it would be like to be happy, or what the happiest moment would be for you, or anything. And it's
just absorb that.
Exactly.
And feel the feelings that would reward you with.
Exactly. And it's really about accessing your imagination. And I think I've said that word like...
No, it makes great sense that you have to be able to imagine that scenario, whether it's happened or you're creating it.
Yeah. And the great thing is you can imagine at the speed of thought, right? Like if I were to ask you, what's your phone number? It pops into your head.
Yeah.
And that's how quick the thought comes up. So you can imagine, right? You can take a moment and just imagine, slow everything down and just imagine something really pleasant. Sometimes it's people think about sunset on a beach, or, you know, if you like boats, you're kind of
some people call it their happy place, right?
Their happy place. Yeah. And why just have one? Why not continue and find all sorts of these different things, different places? So the great thing is you can either generate these resources on the fly, find ways of accessing them in with your imagination. In hypnosis, we would access it from somewhere down deep in your unconscious, or maybe not so deep, depending on what it was. And you can have access to that. You can also draw on positive memories and all of those things. And it's just that simple. And if you think that it's harder than that, take a moment and just think of a positive memory or create one right now and just notice how differently you feel.
These are resources you have on board.
That's right.
Because you generate the resources as you need them.
Exactly. And the thing is, there's two kind of different schools about it. There was a lot of this talk comes from NLP or neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
So the original form of it was you would draw on a resource that you previously had, so a good memory, so that kind of drawing back from your past experience. And then in like the newer version or the new form, it's called New Code, NLP, you generate them. So you can do both, right? And have some fun with it. You can make rules, but you could also just go about and just do what feels right. And if you feel awesome for it, then why not?
I feel like we got an upgrade today.
That's what we're here for.
Like, I really do. Install this app that you learned today right away. Access your imagination. Use your resources to reposition your mind.
That's right.
People want to know more. Where can they reach you?
Find me on Facebook. Check out what I'm doing at Curate and Upgrade. You can follow my page on Instagram at Curate and Upgrade as well. And for you guys out there listening on the podcast, go to my website, curateandupgrade.ca/pod offer. And I just want to put lots of goodies out there for you. Lots of wonderful presents. So check it out.
Good vibes. We'll catch you next time.